The New Channel. The New Channel. Hashtag TNC Now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the hosts, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello and welcome to the new channel. Born out of passion, we are a community that helps you be the new you. I'm Michelle Maras, live streaming from the beautiful mountains of Colorado, United States of America. You're watching Mental Shift, Season 4, Episode 46. Well, good evening to the United States and to the Philippines. Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. My guest tonight is an award-winning and international motivational speaker, a mastermind leader at both the Habitude Warrior and Global Speakers Network, but he does so much more. We'll get into that later. He has helped thousands of professionals overcome their challenges and achieve their goals through his four irrefutable laws of high performance. He is the founder of Champion Circle Networking Association. He's a number one best-selling author, and I know the books he's got, and the mastermind leader. I already said that. So he helps business owners save thousands of dollars through personalized merchant processing. He also has a podcast on mindset called Circle of Knowledge. He just does all sorts of things. He's amazing. He's wonderful. And he speaks Tagalog, by the way. His name is John Kovach Jr. Please welcome aboard, John.
Magandang umaga sa aking mga kapatid sa Pilipinas and all over the world. What an amazing show and opportunity. Michelle, you look fantastic. I am so honored to be here and to just share my enthusiasm with everybody. I can't wait to talk and to just chat and to connect and to share whatever needs to be shared. This is amazing.
Oh, yes. And that's the whole thing about Mental Shift. It's a conversation between two friends having coffee or tea or whatever we're doing here. You know, I always have my tea with me. But when I found out that you have history in my home country, I'm like, okay, that just moved you up the ladder really quickly onto the show. Because what a mental shift, because from what you were doing to what you are today. And I'm like, John's a man of mystery. He's got all sorts of things behind him, but he's so happy. Now, if you watch him, if you follow him, if you start following him around on social media, he is a joyful human who really has an amazing talent of bringing people together. And John, can you share with us your mental shift? Where were you before and what brought you to where you are today? Because I'm really curious.
I love it. And I'm happy to share the whole thing, and I'm happy to share it in bits and pieces, and feel free to interrupt at any time. The ADHD in me will kick in and we can do whatever we want with this conversation. But, you know, at the young age of 32, many of my friends and sometimes even my family members have said that I've lived multiple lives in just a short amount of time. And the reason why is maybe it's because ADHD is my superpower. And for those of you who don't know what ADHD, I know most people do, but to preface, it's the attention deficit. Wait, what? Okay, anyways, it's the attention to deficit, and they call it a disorder, and I call it a superpower because I've transmuted or I've used the energy that I have in my brain power to just have fun, to enjoy life. And if you're not enjoying life and not having fun in the process, then you're missing out on what the journey has in store. So it all starts with a young entrepreneur at the age of 12, and his name was John. My family called me JJ because I am John Kovach Jr. As you saw, my father is John Kovach Sr. And at the young age, JJ wanted to do everything. I aspired to be an Olympic athlete, which I almost became an Olympic athlete. I aspired to do so many other things other than sports and going down the athletic route. I had an ability to communicate and an enthusiasm to fill a room and the dance moves to prove it. And I'll explain that in just a minute. But at age 12, I started a business with my mother where we were actually filling vending machines at corporate offices and delivering the candy and the chips and all of that stuff to these offices. At age 14, I did what every other 14-year-old does, and they run the neighborhoods by mowing their lawns, doing yard care, landscaping, all of that. At age 16, I was sick and tired of going to school dances, church dances, parties where there was really, really not the greatest music to dance to. And I wanted to solve this problem by playing really good music that I myself and I know my friends would actually dance to. So I begged my parents. I said, can I use the money I've saved up and go buy myself some DJ equipment? And they said, yes. So I went out and I bought some DJ equipment. And then I realized from the DJing that I was doing at age 16, where I was literally putting other local DJs out of business because I was getting more and more of the local high school gigs and the junior high gigs and then the church dances and then the local Catholic Mardi Gras party that they were doing. Like, I was getting all of these gigs that was taking away from the previous ones because everyone was referring the 16-year-old kid who was playing up-to-date music. And I learned from this experience that it wasn't the DJing that I was really, really discovering myself in, but it was the master of ceremonies, the MCing. The fact that I had one of these everywhere I went, a little microphone, and I could get the wallflowers into the middle of the dance floor and we could, you know, do the Macarena or whatever we wanted to do, the two-step or whatever. It was so much fun. And it was this business that helped me see the power of profits, and I started getting into more international things. And to get to the point of how does John know Tagalog? And
yes, let's get to that.
I'll explain this. I grew up in a very religious culture. So, and I know that in the Philippines, that is extremely welcomed. And in a family that really values the love and belief of a God, it was very important to my family that as the youngest male in as the kids in my family, that I would do the family honor and I would do a mission trip after high school. So I graduated at age 18. I had several track and field scholarships offers to go and run at universities. And instead, I wanted to honor my family and for my religion. And so I chose to do the mission trip before I went to college and did my track and field career. And what happens with these mission trips, and most people know, is you're sent to a location and you're expected to dedicate the time there to servicing, giving charitable acts and donations, and to help other local charities, churches, and so forth to grow and to do well. I was, though, praying to God. I was like, God, please, 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 please. I am an athlete. I have a very, very picky appetite. And I'm really bad at learning new things. My grade point average was like very, very low. And the way that the system I was applying for, it's by application. So you put in your application and then they decide where you go. And in a way, we believe that God decides where you go. And it goes through this application system. Well, I was praying to God, God, please, I don't want to eat new food, exotic food. I don't want to learn a new language. I just want to go to the middle of Texas where I can be normal and I won't get a tapeworm or some sort of parasite. And all I'm going to do is serve my, you know, 18 months to 2 years and then go home and finish my track and field career and become an Olympic athlete. That's all I wanted.
See, that's what you get. You ask God for, don't give me a challenge is what happened.
And God responded and he says, go to the Philippines. And when I got that letter and said, John, you're going to serve in the Philippines for 2 years, I realized something. One, I needed a map because I had no idea what the Philippines was. I thought it was the Philippians where in the Bible that's where the Palestinians lived. And I thought, oh man, I am completely undereducated on this. And I found out this beautiful archipelago of amazing islands in the South Pacific or East China Sea were calling me. And at age 19, I reported and I started to learn the language of Tagalog, and they dropped me in the middle of Metro Manila. I was serving in this beautiful little town called Makati City, or just outside of Makati Metro. And I was in a place called Cavite, or the Cavite province. And Cavite City was where I was living in this small apartment where me and a bunch of amazing Filipinos were also in shirts and ties. And we were expected to go door to door and spread the gospel or spread the word of God and uplift people and serve them. And again, this is the guy that said, God, please, I don't want to learn a language. I don't want to eat crazy food. I just want to go somewhere. And he sent me to the most opposite place of my asking. And I am so much better for it. But being me, I always rise to the occasion. Whatever the challenge is, I'm going to figure out how to solve it. Because again, life's not worth living if it ain't fun. And I had to have fun no matter what. So I dove into this. I was the only, and for racial references here, I was the only white guy within 60 to 100 miles that I knew of. And I was living with these
amazing people. Well, we used to laugh about that in the Philippines, is we could tell who was Filipino, who wasn't. You know, so we'd like, though we're mixed, they're going to burn. They're going to burn. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited that you were in the Philippines and that you were a missionary, because a lot of my friends growing up were missionary kids.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we used to, in high school, we used to race against International School. Oh, LaSalle. No, not LaSalle. It was on the top of a mountain. It was a missionary school at the top of a mountain. Wow. But yeah, you, note to self, to all of you who haven't figured it out yet, when you ask God to give me the easy route, it will never happen. It does not happen. Don't even give him the challenge, because I think he giggles about it and gives us exactly what we don't want. But look at John. I mean, he has had an experience that most people don't get. And he's been able to use that knowledge he's learned from being in a foreign country to be just a phenomenal coach and leader trainer that he is today. You wouldn't be the person you are today, right?
Absolutely. And there was a point where I forgot that I was white, and I lived with so many amazing Filipinos who absolutely changed my life. I forgot that English was my native language. I forgot that it was not customary to not have rice with every meal. I forgot what it was like to live in my own country. And I gave my life to this service. And when it came to a 2-year abrupt ending and I was sent home, I was shocked, like absolutely culture shocked. But again, God builds us in mysterious ways. And the only thing we can do is to have faith and just say, you know what? I will trust and I will move forward step by step and move in that direction as fast as I can. So I love that. And I love that you mentioned it the way you did, Michelle, because it is not in our hands right now. It is in the hands of an Almighty who will and give us what we need and what is best for us, because only He knows what we can withstand and what we can tolerate.
And that's why it's so important to have learned that lesson. As a coach and a mentor and a trainer that you are, with all these master classes that you do, that is a huge component that a lot of people fight. That, no, I must control this. I need to do this. That's why my world's out. And you have to focus them back in. This is not your plan. You may think you have a plan, but it will be interjected and it will be changed by what your course is supposed to be. And so let it go and, you know, let it flow. And that's one of the things. Well, actually, let me go back to, well, first I have to say hi to all of you who are here saying hi to us. My husband said Faith Academy. He's right. I met him in the Philippines in high school. He said, yeah, it go native. And then Helene says hi and Apple says hi and Brian says hi. There are a lot of people saying hi. Wow. So hi, thank you for joining us. Please share the live stream. As I told you before, you're going to want to listen to John. He is so much fun. And just like me, our ADD has served us well because it has kept us going and doing so many things that we love to do. You give someone like us one thing and say, go do it. We will have it done and get bored. But now as an adult and doing the fields that we are as speakers and trainers and coaches, and you know, we can do all of that and still have energy to do all the other things we want to do. And absolutely. So what we thought was a detriment when we were younger has been our superpower. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a question for you. If someone wanted to find you, John, because you are quite amazing and you're just a ball of love and joy. I always love to see you because you're always smiling. You just got the,
thank you.
Just love all over you. How would they reach you?
Well, I've got my mom's dimples, so you can thank her for that. And I also have her eyes, but I am found everywhere as a motivational speaker, as a coach, as somebody who's worked in the professional realm. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. My new favorite place is TikTok. Everybody's on TikTok and I love, attempting my best to be a TikTok influencer and to hang out with all of you under age 18s. But I've also found a very, very impressive, connection group and community on Clubhouse. If you haven't joined Clubhouse yet, that's been a very influential platform. You can find me anywhere, but my name is J-O-N, so John Kovach yep. Jr., and I love it. Can I tell a quick, so when I first got to the Philippines, I know that there's no letter V in Tagalog. And so they would translate V into B. So I was now Elder or Mr. Kobatz. And I think from translation, Kobatz is something like a hunchback. and I think that's a folklore name. So it's a little older name. But a lot of these provincial cities that I was walking around in, I'd introduce myself as Kobatz. And they'd be like,
you don't have one.
You don't have one. And it was the biggest joke of them all, but I loved it because it allowed me that access. So yeah, anywhere on social media. And I think I posted in the chat section, which people can check out in just a little bit here is, I do have a, what's called a link tree. It's a great little landing page that has everything you want from free giveaways to keynote speaker, YouTube channel episodes, podcast, everything, anywhere that you want to connect with me, you can find me.
If we can put that link tree into the chat, that would be wonderful. Because the other thing that we were going to, well, it's sitting right underneath your name, your face right now. They're going to put it into the chat so that everyone will see it later and that it'll stay in the thread. And that's why I wanted them to see that and know more about you and find you. Because if you're looking for inspiration, if you're looking for a mindset change, you want to, one, find his link tree, because I'm pretty sure his podcast is linked in there too. And that's the other thing about John and I, we both work on mindset, and his podcast is called Circle of Knowledge. You can find it on any platform. Look for Circle of Knowledge and then look for that happy face and those big eyes.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to find John. Now, John and I met last year during COVID, wasn't it?
I believe so. Yeah, it was last year during COVID. Just so you guys know, I know how amazing Michelle is. I have been watching and observing and following Michelle for probably over a year and a half, just before COVID. And COVID, you know, we were all on our laptops, we're all on our phones. And I started seeing her on social media and I thought, I need to connect with this individual. And I don't know who connected with who first, but I knew that in my mind, I needed to connect with Michelle. And I just love following what you're doing. You're an amazing inspirational speaker. You're top of the charts in every event that you do. It's amazing. And I've always been a fan as long as I've known the name Michelle Meraz. I've always been a fan and I've been trying to keep up with her. She is amazing.
Well, okay, time to go. No, really. And it was such a pleasure. You reached out to me. I'm terrible at reaching out to people on social media because there's so many coming at me that I can't filter it. And I do have a brain injury, so I have difficulties with that. Okay. But people will write me and then there'll be something about them that sticks out. And then I'll answer back. And oh, yes, thank you, Helene. I'm her chemo buddy. Yes, I am.
Oh, that's great.
But I met you, and then I met one of my clients, and then she was asked to be in the 13 Steps to Riches, and she invited me to meet Eric Swanson. Yep. And that's how I met you. That's how I realized who you were and how you connected. And we are in a 13 Step series book, he's got it because I know he's got it. We're on book three now.
Book three just launched last week, and book four is in the works. But we are on a number one series of amazing volumes, and it's been so much fun. This process has been amazing. This is the first book series I've been a part of, and what I love is that this name right here can appear deceiving to most. It does say riches, and when people think riches, they think money, right? But this term here, I have gained so much more than riches wealth-wise, and my knowledge, my intellect, my spiritual development, my personal development has been enhanced and strengthened so much through the various principles that we're teaching in this book series. The book series was on number one, there you go, Desire, featuring Dennis Waitley, who's a New York Times number one bestseller, and an amazing human being. He wrote The Psychology of Winning and now released The New Psychology of Winning. Absolutely amazing. But as Michelle was saying, each volume, which is a 13-volume series, we cover one of the steps that Napoleon Hill in the book Think and Grow Rich. So all of you who've read the Bible out there, you have not read the business Bible if you have not read Think and Grow Rich. And this comes from that. We teach in each one of these books stories, triumphs, challenges, the coaching tactics of professionals and amazing human beings like Michelle and like Eric Swanson, like Dennis Waitley, to share with you how it is that this principle and this step to riches will enhance your life. And it is like chicken soup for the soul. Amazing. It's got so many stories. This is something you just don't put down. Like you're just like page to page, like I need to know more. I need to follow this person. And you do when you connect with our authors in the 13 Steps to Riches.
It is a phenomenal series, John. And John, you are one of them. The first one was Desire. The second one is Faith. And then the third one was
auto-suggestion, a really cool principle on learning how to tap into the auto-response mechanisms of your mind and your subconscious mind, which is what this show is all about, right? The mindset shift, the thinking about the better, bigger, better, more amazing, more awesome things. And that was a fun principle to teach. That was a fun principle to write on. The fourth principle that's coming out soon is the step to riches on specialized knowledge, which is absolutely imperative for the growth of an individual.
It was a tough one to write because I couldn't figure out where I wanted to start, how far back I wanted to go. And that's what's beautiful about this book is you get a perspective from every pretty much age group, every nationality. There are 33 authors in this book, in each book. And you get such a different perspective on every topic. And that's why when John got the first copy of Desire, and he's like, oh, I'm loving this book. Oh, I just read this chapter. I'm like, how did you get the first book?
Yeah.
I want a book. I mean, and so that's so beautiful about it. I mean, you can follow us on social media and then you'll see when the books are coming out because I know now that they are available in the Philippines.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So go check them out. Go to Amazon. And the digital copy is also there. So you don't have to worry about the shipping and handling of it all. But it's just such a unique experience. And then I get the pleasure to hear John. It feels like every month, but every other month when we launch a book, because he leads that panel when we come out and we start celebrating and we're out signing books. But John is just a bundle of just compassion, love, understanding. He's as ADD as he is. When you're talking to him, he's very calming. And that is what I find is funny, because we're both really hyper, but as coaches, we do the opposite. We calm people down. And I don't know if that's an ADD trait or we've learned that somehow because we had to learn to listen. I don't know, but seems to work, right?
I have my theories, and I think that ADHD is a superpower, just like any other, what the world deemed as disabilities, off. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Off. What's different? What's, you know, not, what's the term, atypical, I think is what they call it. But essentially when you are of a different mindset, you're labeled as different, maybe weird, maybe odd. And like you said, but I think that it truly is, it's a superpower. You know, what is interesting is, so there's 13 principles. They all come from Think and Grow Rich. One of the principles is called transmutation. It's what Napoleon Hill talks about in taking a very, very powerful energy, just like love or anything else in that regard, and you transition it to maybe a physical activity or the focus of a coach or the immense intensity of an athlete. But it's transmuting that power into something that will create a definite outcome. And I love this, because whether you have ADHD or you're just a normal person, you have the ability to transmute the energy of awesomeness into absolutely focused conditioning for that, what you want to do. And I love that. And I think that that's what you and I both have. I know that a lot of coaches and a lot of inspirational people out there who have harnessed in their power of teaching and connecting and helping others is exactly what we're able to do with that transmutation power. And I'm so excited. It's such a fun principle. But where were we? What are we talking about? This is amazing. I'm so excited. I'm bouncing off the walls. I know we're getting ready for commercial break here soon, but I wanted to share quickly.
We got 3 minutes.
Okay, perfect. I got 1 minute to share this then. So let's go back. John's in the Philippines. He serves a 2-year mission. I was in Manila, Makati, Parañaque, Cavite province. I was on the island of Palawan for 6 or 7 months. It was amazing. Puerto Princesa is dear and dear to my heart. I love it. Michelle's grabbing something. Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
It's my dream board. I'm going back.
And then he goes home. John finds out that the scholarships he once had for track and field is no longer available. The coaches moved on. They said, whatever. He's gone. He chose to do the mission thing. No more. So I'm now stuck with, do I go and train for the Olympics or I go down the entrepreneurial route? In the Philippines, I built so many great relationships. I learned how to run a business. I learned how to manage finances. I started providing what's called a microfinancing or micro lending to some families that I connected with and helped build several businesses there in the Philippines. I started doing that on a micro level here in the United States and learned the ins and outs of motivational speaking and how I could use my voice and the stage to help other people build their businesses. And that's where I became a coach. That's where I became a person who focused on helping others get what they want. There's a famous person in the world, and I'll finish up with this, is a guy named Zig Ziglar. He's everyone's mentor in the motivational realm. And he said, you can have anything in this world. If you help enough people get what they want, you too will have the same. And I love that, because it's not about competition. It's about collaboration. It's about helping people. And the more you pour into others, the more that you will get it back in tenfold. And I love that principle.
I live by that principle. Was that rising tides raises all boats? And people are like, why are you doing that? You're in competition with that person. I'm in competition with no one. No one. I just want to be a better version of me every day, you know? And they're like, but you're bringing your clients. It doesn't matter to me. If they're really my clients and they want to stay with me, they stay with me. If they see something in the other person and want to grow, then go. They can grow in that way. Eventually they'll either come back to me or they'll find somebody else, but it is what it is. And it's all about growth and expanding. And I know you're the same way about that. It's just, I want to give and I want people to be happy and I want to help them find that love in their heart and that calling in their heart that they can go out there and be the best version of themselves, unapologetically, of course. But, oh, you're right. We have to go to commercial, don't we?
Just in time.
John, thank you so much for telling me about the commercial time. for those of you who are watching us live right now, I ask you, please share the live stream, and we'll be right back after these commercials. Welcome back. TNC is a live stream platform of online shows for people on the go. Please watch all our shows as seen on the screen. Now, imagine having your own show, your own playlist, your own content, but we make it easier for you here at TNC. TNC aims to transform the lives of our viewers through engaging, authentic, and original content. Our vision is to become a global 24/7 live stream channel that showcases Filipino talent, global influencers, cultural intelligence, and ingenuity. So please watch Mental Shift every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time here in the United States and Wednesday mornings at 10:30 a.m. in the Philippines. You can watch live or the replay via Facebook or YouTube, and please follow us on Instagram. Listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just search hashtag TNC now. For sponsorships, please email now, N-O-W, at thenewchannel.com or send us a direct message. Enjoy these life-changing shows because we made them for you. Welcome back. Where's my really happy, wonderful man? And where's John? There you are, dancing. So now here's my thing. Before we go on to the rest of what I want to talk with you about is you talked about, Habitude Warrior.
Yes.
I know you have a giveaway. I want to mention it twice. I want to mention it now, and then I want to say it later again. You work with Habitude Warrior. What is a Habitude? And what is a Habitude Warrior? And then we'll talk about the ride along, that free guest pass you have.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited because the founder, the creator of Habitude Warrior, is one, a dear friend of mine, two, a mentor figure to me. And you guys know that mentors are absolutely vital, important, necessary, and ecstatically important in the process of learning and changing your mindset shift, right? And Eric Swanson, most people call him Mr. Awesome. Mr. Awesome. He was given that name by a famous speaker by the name of Les Brown, who I know spent a lot of time in the Philippines and all over the world. And Les Brown is renownedly known for the enthusiasm he shares on stage. And he called Eric Swanson
Mr. Hungry. Swanson.
You got to be hungry. And Michelle, when she speaks, she reminds me of Les too. You're amazing. I know that Eric built, after working so many years under one of the most infamous individuals in the personal development space, Brian Tracy, he built his own company called Habitude Warrior. Habitude is habits and attitude squished together, and it creates a mindset of awesome. It teaches you that I can change my habits and attitudes at the same time in making sure that I am living a life of positive, affirmationable habitudes. And I love that. And Eric and I have been working together for several years now. And Habitude Warrior is and was a conference series. They were all over the world, from London to the United States. We've done Habitude Warrior conferences where Eric Swanson, Mr. Awesome, would bring some of the most famous and top speakers in motivational and professional development in the world. And they would speak on his stage. It was TED Talk style, like from 15 minutes to 18 minutes. And in these interviews, in these speeches, people would learn how to improve, adjust, and apply the various positive habitudes that will change their life. And I've been able to work with Eric over the last year and a half, which has allowed me to build and grow what's called our Habitude Warrior Mastermind. If you're a warrior of habitudes, you don't just live habitudes, but you perpetuate habitudes. You focus on not only internalizing it, but giving yourself to others. And that's a value that I think everyone should consider. And what we do, and one of the giveaways that I'm going to give away, is there's this word out there. There's a word called mastermind. And for those of you who watch a lot of movies, sometimes a mastermind is considered a criminal mastermind. The person, the genius, the person, the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain who says, this is the evil plan. But this mastermind actually comes from two people. The term mastermind was first derived from the book Think and Grow Rich, where Napoleon Hill talked about, and I should be holding up the right book. Here's a copy of
There you go.
Where Napoleon Hill talks about the power of mastermind and masterminding your ideas, your challenges, and looking for solutions. And so what we've done, And sorry, the other person worth mentioning is the father of the mastermind. The guy who created the idea, which brought it to paper, was Thomas Edison, the inventor of the light bulb, right? The inventor of the light bulb was the one who came up with this idea. But everyone who knows history knows that Thomas Edison couldn't have done all that he did by himself. He needed the power and the mindset of other amazing, smart individuals who could get together and collaborate or connect and find solutions to the problems they're faced with. So Habitude Warrior also runs what's called a mastermind, where we bring people together from all over the world and we talk about the challenges we have in business, the personal struggles we're going through, the things that we are working on. And we help each other as a community to overcome those challenges, just like Thomas Edison did with his colleagues in inventing the light bulb. We are inventing the light bulb in your life by connecting. Now, the invitation I have for everybody is masterminds are absolutely important. I've dedicated my entire life, from the young age of 32 that I'm at now, for the rest of my life, I will work towards helping people learn the mastermind process in every aspect of their life. But what we do is we bring people into the fold where we can talk about and help you overcome challenges, much like a group coaching program. But instead, you get to sit in a room full of people who want to help you and see you succeed. And they'll provide you amazing resources, ideas, and all so many wonderful things. And my giveaway is, if you're serious about being in one of these circles, and I want to tell a story about it in just a second, but if you're serious about taking action and doing what it's necessary to take advice and counsel from other people, you too can come into our mastermind, which we do through what's called a ride-along guest pass. And you can just go to ridealongguestpass.com and I will connect with you personally and we'll get you scheduled to sit in one of our amazing mastermind sessions where you will not just be a fly on the wall, but you'll be participating with active business owners, CEOs, executives, and myself and Mr. Awesome, who are conducting this really cool session. But I want to tell you a story about masterminds because I think it's really cool for you guys to hear how I got into it. Obviously, I went from entrepreneur to DJ to Philippines, Mabayang Magilu and Magandang Araw to coach to now mastermind professional. And Michelle brought this up in my bio. I'm a global mastermind leader. I'm actually one of the youngest mastermind facilitators in the world. There's a great book called The Outliers or Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. And Malcolm Gladwell talks about that the best people in the world that have ever done anything amazing have put in the time and put in the hours. And they usually start from a young age and they work through their prime to achieve a particular hour. And if you want to be an absolute expert in anything and everything, first of all, you've got to read enough books to know much on the subject. And two, you got to put in the time. And Outliers describes the science behind that. It's about, Michelle, it's approximately 10,000 hours of dedicated, specialized time to your thing. And by dedicating that much time, whatever it is, being a gymnast, being a teacher, being a pastor, being a leader, a coach, but when you put in the time, you become a recognized expert at the top of the levels, like NFL, like NBA, like what's the Philippines Basketball League? Philippines Basketball League, whatever it is, you become the absolute expert. And it's amazing. So if you don't mind, I'll tell in 30 seconds a short story.
I'm loving you. You just keep on talking.
Okay, cool. All right. I'm bouncing. And interrupt me anytime because this is fun. I was sitting in a desk like this at this beautiful high-rise, like 13-story high-rise building in Salt Lake City, Utah. Most people know Salt Lake City. It's a beautiful destination. It's in the middle of the country in the United States. And I'm sitting there and I dropped my pen and my pen rolled onto the ground. And as I scoot out underneath my chair and crawl underneath the desk to grab my pen, you guys know if you reach out and like get into this like reaching yoga position, you kind of let air out because it's kind of an awkward, uncomfortable position. You got to let air out through your mouth, not through the, anyways. And as I let the air out, my voice came out and I said something out loud on accident. It was totally unintentional. It just slipped out of my mouth. And no, it was not a swear word. It was, "I wish I could hide under here all day." I said that to myself out loud. "I wish I could hide under here all day." And I was hiding under my desk. And I realized something, that I was not in the right environment. I was not living the dream that I had destined myself to do and the one that I wanted to live. I realized that I had a great job. I was wearing a beautiful suit. I was driving a nice car. I was doing all the wonderful things, but it wasn't the path I was supposed to be on. Remember the story earlier. When you ask God for the easy way out, he gives you the hard way. And I was, in my opinion, taking the easy way out. I had everything going for me. I realized in that moment, I needed to put in my 2 weeks notice where I told my boss, "Look, I don't know where I'm going, but I've got to quit because apparently I'm not happy. Apparently I want to hide under my desk and that this is the road I'm taking." Well, I kept that pen that I always carry with me that allowed me to realize that I need to chase the most important desire of my life, which is my dreams. And I found out about this mastermind group. And I was like, maybe they'll tell me what I need to do because I had heard about masterminds. I walked into this room and there's a bunch of CEOs, boardroom executives, people who have owned businesses, millions of dollars flowing in between the words of these people. And here I am, this guy who just quit his job. And I asked them, I said, this is a very important room. How do I stay in this group? How can I provide value? And they said, well, you know, John, it's going to cost you about $500 each month to stay in this room. And I just quit my job. I have no income. I've got to feed my family and take care of a bunch of things. And I did whatever it took. I knew that I had to be in that room because in just a few short hours of hanging out with amazing people, I was achieving great things. So to wrap the story up, I did everything to afford that and to keep food on my table for my wife. I drove for Uber. I did Uber driving. I delivered pizzas and what do they call that? Grubhub. I delivered for Grubhub. I donated my blood and my plasma. I did extra side jobs. I scrubbed toilets. I went to events and I started doing whatever I took to be able to, one, keep food on the table, keep the lights on at my house, and to be in this mastermind group. And I did this for about 3 months. So $1,500 later, I was now running two companies that I started myself. My income had tripled from when I quit my corporate job. And I started doing things I'd never done before, like speaking on international stages, entering competitions, writing my first book, and doing amazing things, all in the service of helping these people. Because remember, a mastermind isn't just about you getting your problems solved, but it's you helping other people solve their problems. And in this room, in this environment, which I fought desperately to be a part of, it returned in return. My return on investment was tenfold. I have so much value and experience. And I realized something, that this was the thing that I was going to do for the rest of my life. And today I carry that pen that taught me the lesson underneath my desk, that if I'm doing something and it is making me unhappy and I want to hide, that it is not the place that I should be. And so I want to give that pen to you and remind you that if you are doing something that makes you unhappy, you need to find whatever makes you happier and you need to strive, do whatever it takes, even if you have to literally donate plasma and blood and drive for Uber to do so. Not that there's anything wrong with driving Uber, because it's an amazing career for amazing people. But you've got to do whatever it takes to get where you want to be so that this pen doesn't shock you and that you can find what it is that will bring you the most happiness, the most fulfillment, and the most joy in life. Because again, if you aren't having fun in life, then you're not living, because life is worth having fun in everything you do. And that's been my story, Michelle. That's where I'm at now. And that's the Habitude Warrior Mastermind. I also lead other masterminds. I started there it says at the bottom, John Kovach Jr., founder of Champion Circle. I lead a mastermind methodology connection group that's building itself throughout the world right now. It's locally in Salt Lake City, and we're growing to Idaho and a few other states. But it's been an amazing journey for me to share these methodologies, these lessons that where is he? Where'd he go? Thomas Edison and Napoleon Hill taught in this principle here can change the world. And I realized that, but it's as simple as this, you guys, that if you're not helping others get where they want and what they want, you will suffer and you will not be able to get what you need as well in the service and in the process of helping others. It's that simple. It's that easy. Many people will argue and say, oh my gosh, making millions of dollars or, you know, billions of pesos and extremely high wealth is extremely hard to achieve. And my argument is, well, how many people are you helping? Because at the core of business, at the core of mindset, at the core of your shift, you need to recognize that you're not the only person in this world. And as such, it is vital, important, necessary, essential, all of those amazing words, that you help other people in the process of helping yourself. And in so doing, you will find yourself in that godly energy of love, compassion, charitableness, and the attributes of some of the most divine, creating wealth, fulfillment, prosperity, and happiness in your life. And that to me is, anyways, I'm so glad I figured this out at age 30 because I don't know what I'd be doing for the rest of my life, trying to punch numbers.
It's never too late. I figured it out at 46.
Exactly. And life is so much more fulfilling at that rate. It's so fun, Michelle.
Well, and what it wasn't a pen with me. It was a car wreck. And then sitting in my head, looking back at my life, you know, when I thought I was dying and I would never speak again or walk again, going back through my life, I went, I am a miserable person. I mean, I work hard, but I hated what I was doing. And so when I was blessed to come out of it. So do you know that story?
I love listening to it. I've heard it once and I want to continue to listen. Keep going.
Okay. Well, we don't have a lot of time. So the thing is I was sitting on my couch and I was really miserable and I was asking God, screaming at him actually in my head because I couldn't speak and I couldn't walk. Why do you hate me so much? Why did you give me this gift of speaking and writing and then lock me into my body? Kill me already. And I heard, you're not dead yet. Get up. And in that moment, I saw every flash of everything in my life that I thought was forsaking me or holding me back or, you know, hurting me, any of that. And I realized I was never alone and that I had been guided through all of this terribleness that I thought I survived on my own, you know, God forsake me kind of thing. Found out that I was never alone and that I had been wasting my life trudging away, seeking that buck or whatever, that adoration or whatever, something from outside. And in that moment, I realized it's about waking everyone else up so they would also live their best life. While I was learning to live my best life, I wanted to bring everyone along with me. And so my first declaration to the world after that event happened was I got on a TEDx. I was invited to TEDx and I said on the stage, you know, stop complaining. You know, you have to have a goal, but be flexible. You have to eat dessert first because life is dessert. You have to enjoy it or it's not worth why are you here if you're going to be miserable. And then the last one was the differences between a rut and a grave are the dimensions. If you're doing the same thing every day and expecting something different, you're building the dimensions of your grave and you're the definition of insanity, right? Right. So like your pen, I got basically hit in the head by, you know, a lightning bolt, a voice. And it's all about, you've got to find your joy. If you want to find inspiration and guidance, if you're not following me already, then start following John, because that is what we're here for. We were not put on this earth to live this life, to be miserable every day. We're miserable because we have not found what we're here for. Find what you're here for. Find that passion. And I'm telling you, it's the thing you're afraid of. The thing you're most afraid of doing is the thing you're probably supposed to be going towards. You fear it because you don't want to fail. Do you think John just wanted to quit his job? He was afraid to quit, but he trusted and he quit and he found who he is, what he's supposed to do. And now he does so much with everyone else. Oh, I just thought of something.
Yeah.
I know. I'm so.
I love it.
We only have 32 days left to Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
And in the Philippines, you have 31 days left for Christmas. And so.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, you got a big present. Wait, look around the side. John, look around the side.
Other side. There you go. Hey.
I hope you got a picture of us. Take a picture, someone. I hope someone took a picture. Anyways.
This is great. I want to put that on a card.
I know. I want it. But see, that's the whole thing about it is Christmas is coming. You know that the whole gratitude and everything. Don't just have gratitude for in a moment of time in the year. That feeling, that gratitude that everyone, you should have gratitude. It should be every day of your life. Every day truly is a gift. And I encourage you. John encourages you. We encourage you. TNC encourages you. We encourage you to find your joy and have gratitude every day for something, anything. I wake up every day with gratitude for being able to open my eyes because there were many days I had great difficulty doing that. I appreciate every moment, even in the painful moments, because at least I feel the pain, because there were times in my last 4 years that I couldn't even feel pain. It was completely numb and I was just stuck in a body. It's a terrible place to be. So be appreciative more and more in your life and be sure, as John says, lift other people up. If you want to go far, don't go alone. John, go. You have to go find John's that mastermind and get it's in the thread and go to the ridealongguestpass.com. ridealongguestpass.com. It's in the thread. Go there and go jump onto a mastermind. You think that John is very inspirational here, you should see him in the mastermind. Okay. And you're like, I'm fired up. I want to do everything. And that's what life is about. We love what we do. We are always laughing and smiling. Even in our stressful times, we'll do, okay, I got this. I know I can get through this. And we keep going. It's because we love what we do. It's worth going through. Go find your passion. Stop apologizing what you're not. Embrace who you are and be unapologetic about it. It's my, you know, my whole methodology, my theory on the whole life and my motto. So, John, I have loved you being on the show, by the way.
Thank you.
I absolutely love it.
I've had an absolute blast. Magandang araw na yun.
Now, see, everyone in TNC right now is teasing me in the back because I can't speak Tagalog. I understand them. I can't speak it.
I'll teach you.
Oh, you will? Yeah. Thank you. It was erased out of my mind. I used to be able to speak it. And then when I was a kid, I bit my tongue off and they wired my mouth shut. And I had to relearn both languages. And then I had to choose a language and we chose English. And that's why I have this radio voice like this, because I was trained in straight English. Yeah. Anyways, what would you like to share, John? Because I want people to go find your podcast on, you know, Circle of Knowledge. I want them to go to your link tree and go follow you everywhere. I also want them to go find that Ride Along Guest Pass. Also, go find our books.
Yes.
There are Think and Grow, or I'm not Think and Rich. Our 13 Steps to Rich is based on Think and Grow Rich. We have 13 books. Every 2 months, we have a new book coming out. And both John and I are in it, among a lot of other amazing stories, amazing authors. So, John, what would you like to share with us?
Yeah, I'll wrap it up by first saying this is one of the latest copies in print. You can get this on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, but in the Philippines, you can get it on Amazon. And Michelle was talking about her chapter and it's, you're not dead yet, get up. And I love that. I was like, I know the story. It's right here. I read this. And what's cool is the 13 Steps to Riches was an instant national number one bestseller in the United States. If like 20 of you right now just go and pick up your copy in the Philippines, we will become an international bestseller. Like, it is that easy and that simple. So I highly recommend go pick up a copy. This is the best Christmas gift you could give somebody, is the gift of knowledge and the stories of faith and the things that will help people overcome their current challenges. I really encourage you to reach out to me, and I'm very serious. If you want to learn more about the mastermind process and you want to connect in a group that would, just like my experience, where I had to work my way up there and continue to pay for it, I want to give you that Ride Along Guest Pass where we will prepare you for that type of experience where you can take action in your life. But I want to also encourage you, if you go to my link tree, which I share, they shared below, it's just like linktree.com/JohnKovach Jr. There are so many free giveaways and freebies there, including some announcements that are coming up about my personal book that will be launching in the new year. Okay. I encourage you to go there, because whatever resonates with you, I want you to flock to. Where energy goes, energy flows. And wherever you're like, I want to go to your YouTube, or I want to find you on Facebook, or if you think my TikToks are funny, please comment, because I could use the views. And
I have to follow you on TikTok then.
I'll follow you back, I promise. And anyways, I just want to share one last thing. And in short, you guys, thank you so much for all that you have done. I ask you and I challenge you and invite you to take the rest of the night or the rest of the day and think, how can I serve others so that I too can be fulfilled in this life? And if you think about the helping and service and the dedication to helping others get what they want, you too will get everything you want, because that powerful, responsible, and enthusiastic energy in serving your brothers and sisters, friends and family, all humans alike, you will harness the power of what I call mastermind methodologies, and you will create a life of fulfillment. You won't be surprised by the pen or the car crash, pointing to the wrong person, and you will find a life of absolute love, prosperity, and encouragement. I love you all. I thank you. And magandang gabi or magandang araw and namamisko kayo kung kailangan natin pumunta sa Pilipinas para sa ating mga book signing events in the future. Michelle and I will be there sometime, some way, some form, but that's what I want. And I'd love to spend that time with you all. Thank you so much for having me.
I agree. Yes. Thank you so much, John, for joining me on Mental Shift. It is just such an amazing show with you. And oh, Anne says she was wondering if she saw you with one of the little boys with the neckties running around. I would think it would be really awesome if someone recognizes you and writes you and says, hey, I was with you on those. Oh, that would be phenomenal. Let's put that out in the universe and see what happens, because that would be cool. So, John, thank you so much for joining me on Mental Shift. And for all of you, please join us back on Mental Shift next. Oh, we're going to have replays for the next 2 weeks because I'm at conferences. And then you want to go rate. Oh, yes. Thank you for the Mental Shift. But you can also find me on my podcast. It's called Denim and Pearls. And it's, you can find us on the website. It's Denim and Pearls Live. And you can also do, just go to any podcast platform. It's Denim and Pearls. And then, of course, follow me on any platform. If you're on Facebook, you can find me on everything already. So have a wonderful day, everyone. Have a wonderful week. For the Americans out there, you're having Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. And remember, you've got 31 days to shop in the Philippines and 32 more days to shop for Christmas in America. Have a wonderful holiday this week for you who are celebrating Thanksgiving. Oh, thank you, Brian, for putting denimandpearlslive.com up. And until next time, I'll see you live in 2 weeks.